KXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A Cohasset woman was killed and two others were seriously injured after a head-on crash Saturday in Grand Rapids. The State Patrol reports the two vehicles were traveling in opposite directions on Highway 2 near 17th Avenue before the collision in the eastbound lane. 42-year-old Janelle Swenson of Cohasset was heading east in a Chevy Impala. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The two occupants of the other vehicle, a Chevy Colorado pickup truck, were transported to Essentia St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth for treatment of life-threatening injuries. The Itasca County Jail lists one of the pickup occupants as in custody for criminal vehicular operation. The patrol confirmed the arrest is related to the crash, with more details expected in court documents. Forest Service officials have lifted all campfire restrictions across the entire Superior National Forest, including the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The restrictions were lifted Monday due to cooler weather and lower risk of wildfires. Several areas throughout the wilderness remain closed to the public due to ongoing wildfire activity. Beginning Tuesday, two more BWCA entry points along the Echo Trail will reopen. An unusually high number of fish die-off events were reported this summer in Minnesota amid a prolonged heat wave and drought conditions. Some of the largest reports were on Mille Lacs Lake. Chelsea Perkins has more.
The stench was so strong earlier this month, Jim Hestad could smell it at his home 500 feet from shore. Rotting fish crowded the beach in both directions in Bergstrom Bay on Mille Lacs as far as Hestad could see.
It was kind of a mixture of fish tissue and guts and stuff right at the point where the waves break onto the shore.
Daniel DeWald described a similar scene at a beach south of Malmo. The majority of the dead were Cisco, also known as Tulabee.
There were also like northern pike and there's also walleye there.
Both men reported their sightings to the DNR. Cisco are a cold water species and are highly susceptible to warm water. Mille Lacs Area Fisheries Supervisor Greg Berg says die-offs of the species occur there almost every year because it's the southern end of their range. This year, more fish were affected, and winds pushed a lot of the dead into the lake's northeast corner. Mille Lacs is relatively shallow compared to its size and is what's known as a polymictic lake. This means water continually mixes, and there's no refuge for cold-dwelling species when water temps hit 80 degrees. Fish kill reports in the state are slowing with overnight temperatures dropping as summer recedes. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Residents around Calumet received a peek behind the curtain on Friday at the iron reclamation project set to transform the former Annex Hill Mine. Emma Crabb attended the event.
Donna Johnson, administrative director for Calumet Reclamation Company, leads a tour van through the abandoned site of Hill Annex Mine. On its way to the top of a massive tailings stockpile, the van passes a handful of abandoned buildings, rust red and peppered with graffiti.
You can see in the rail loadout that the cars are still parked there with trees growing out of them.
Mining in the area ended nearly 50 years ago, and the site served as a state park from 1991 to 2024. Now, Calumet Reclamation plans to return to the site's roots, sifting through World War II-era mining stockpiles to collect leftover iron ore. The Community Day on Friday celebrated the opening of both Calumet Reclamation's local office and a new cafe called the Hematite. At the event, mine tours became a central attraction. Calumet City Clerk April Sarek supports the project, which she says will bring jobs to the area while boosting the town's image.
It's bringing people to Calumet. We're getting our name on the map.
One of the event's attendees is 11-year-old Sawyer Barsness of Beauvais. He's attending the tour with his grandpa, a former mine worker. Barsness says in addition to free sandwiches and pop, he's excited about the project.
It's cool, and I like to see it.
The company is now awaiting permitting, which Johnson says should be completed this fall. Calumet Reclamation is still collecting financing, and Johnson says the hope is to begin moving forward with the project next year. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.